Go the Knights.
Go the Knights. And, of course, the big news, the NIB Newcastle Knights are delighted to announce that Mitchell Pearce has agreed to a four-year contract. And with more on that, joining me now is the Knights CEO, Phil Gardner. Good morning, Phil.
Hey, Richard.
Terrific news.
Fantastic.
Yeah, it is fantastic news. I gather the negotiations have been going on for quite some time.
Mate, they have, and it's been a very interesting process we've been through. When we started this, you know, we were rank outsiders for Mitch to come. The easy decision for him was to, you know, be at Manly, sort of house at Cremorne, or go to Cronulla, where he'd be with a whole lot of his State of Origin teammates. So we're a long way back. Even getting Mitch to come up was a real challenge. But once he came and he saw what Newcastle has to offer, and he met Darren Mooney and Nathan Brown, and they went the football side of it, he got excited about the program and the potential that sits within the team. And then it all started to turn around, and then it moved very quickly. He decided very quickly he wanted to be here. This was where his future was going to be, and he made a very quick decision, and he'll be here at training on Monday.
The cynics are saying it's the money, that the Knights came up with more money than Cronulla and Manly. It's not just the money.
Oh, no. You know, he's getting paid what he's worth on the free market. You saw Ash Taylor get paid a similar money, if not more, in the Titans. You saw what Cooper Cronk's getting at Easts, and those sorts of players. You know, what our friend is getting at St George. So certainly he's getting what he's worth on the market. He's not getting over market value from us. The money from the other clubs was similar to that, is my understanding, without knowing the exact number. The decision he made was really based on what he can do in football.
Right.
And how excited he's about the program.
A lot's been said too about the fact that some of his former teammates, well, particularly Sean Kenny-Dowell, Connor Watson, Aidan Guerra, are now with the Knights, and a lot's been said about Sean Kenny-Dowell apparently texting and ringing him. And do you think that that's helped sway and determine Mitchell's decision, Phil?
No, absolutely. You look at the time he's had at East. It's like a family. He's been there a long, long period of time. So, you know, it was an emotional breakup for him with East. He's got some good close friends here in Sean Kenny-Dowell, Aidan Guerra, and Connor Watson that he's played with before. So they're reporting back onto him on the club being as professional as East, the program as good, if not better. All that stuff has really helped him to make a decision to come here because he wants to be successful. This is a player who wants to continue to be the halfback for State of Origin. He wants to play for Australia and he wants us to be a top four side somewhere in that program of his contract. So all the things that we want, he wants.
All right. Now, a lot of people, a lot of listeners to this radio station have said, oh, look, Brock Lamb towards the end of last season was a shining light for the Knights. He's only 20. He's obviously a rising star. I think many Knights fans were afraid that we might lose Brock Lamb now that you've signed Mitchell Pearce.
Brock's one of our juniors and I was with Brock yesterday, as we announced our first trial game at Maitland. He's a Maitland junior. He was up there. I spoke to him. And he's excited about Mitchell coming as well. He'll learn from him. A player like Brock, though, is going to have to pursue his career as best he can for himself. We're going to try and develop Brock into the best player he can be. We hope he's going to be here with us. He's certainly an important part of our program. Mitch rates him as a player, and he'll be important to us next year. You know, we need the depth of having a Brock Lamb.
You said Mitchell Pearce will be here for his first training session with the team on Monday. He'll be relocating to Newcastle ASAP, Phil?
He will be.
Yeah, good. Now, and I believe we've still got a fair bit of money in the fund to look for more players. Is that right?
We certainly have some ammunition left, Richard, for where it sits, and we're looking at then where we're going to be 19, 20, 21. So that's our planning, bringing our young players through. But we expect all of our young players to improve dramatically. And then in the outer years, we'll have to manage all those salary cap pressures as well. You know, the young Fafiti boys are going to be great this year. We saw the performance for Fiji. You know, we've seen a lot of good improvement. Mitchie Barnett, Lockie Fitzgibbon, those players are all playing better, and they'll be much better this year. So it's an exciting time to be a Newcastle Knights fan.
It certainly is, and combinations, I should imagine. The Connor Watson, Mitchell Pearce is the first option. I think Nathan Brown has already stated that publicly, that Connor Watson will have first crack at teaming in the halves with Mitchell Pearce. But I think a number of people see him as a terrific utility player, and maybe his position with the Knights is a little bit fluid at this stage, Phil.
Really, they're questions you've got to ask the coach rather than me, Richard. But as a fan, and speaking as a fan, You know, you've got to have these quality players that can play multiple positions. You know, during a season, you get your injuries, you get your state of origin commitments, those sorts of things. Isn't that great for to be able to say our state of origin commitments will impact on our season? We haven't been able to say that for a while.
No, that's true. And look, you know, the future of Trent Hodkinson, there have been suggestions that he might go back to the club where it started for Trent, Manly. Have there been any discussions with Manly re-Trent Hodkinson, Phil?
At this stage, I've had no conversations with Trent around that. I know that he's talking to the coach about where he fits in and those sorts of things. You wouldn't find a better person on the planet than Trent Hodkinson. Yeah. He is just a great human being.
And look, also worthy of mention that we'll be playing a trial game at Maitland No. 1 Sports Ground, which is going to be terrific, and that's happening early next year.
2nd of February, mate, they'll be hanging from the rafters. A week ago, you wouldn't have thought we'd have Mitchell Pearce playing for the Knights, and they're going to have Jared Hayne playing for Parramatta.
Has there been an impact yet? I know it's very early days. The announcement's only been made yesterday, but I dare say there's going to be a flurry of people wanting to, you know, make sure they've got their Knights memberships for next year. Is that reflected already, given the short time since the announcement's been made?
Absolutely. The confidence in the town's through the roof. They were confident before. This is just saying we've got one of the best players in the game saying Newcastle have a bright future and I want to be part of it. And, you know, everything said about Mitch, he's a winner.
He certainly is. Paul Gallen's obviously not very happy, being a Cronulla man, but he's said on, he's been writing extensively for Sporting Week now for some time. He thinks Mitchell's made a bad decision and he thinks the club is several years away from being, certainly finals material, but you're optimistic that we will make the playoffs next year, Phil?
Well, you know, again, we'll be better next year, and that's everyone's goal. You don't set low goals. So we're setting high goals. We'll certainly be better. And I think Gal should think about the times that they were running basically last and they made a big transition in a 12-month period. And people were saying there they couldn't do it. So, you know, but he's entitled to his opinion and a good man that he is. I think he's just showing the disappointment that Cronulla didn't get him, which isn't that great. Isn't that wonderful that those other clubs are feeling that way? I hope there's a lot more disappointment coming for them.
Exactly. All right, good to talk to you. Thank you very much for your time. Have a great weekend.
You too, Richard. Thank you.
Knights CEO Phil Gardner.
Go the Knights.
Yeah, certainly good news. A 4-year deal, and Mitchell will be here Monday for his first training session.